Oh, hey there, Grant.
Hey Dave, how are you
How
doing?
you doing there, fella?
This is different.
We're here, we're live. So here's the funny thing. I'm just thinking of as we start recording. We're like very excited to be here because we're in video for the very first time, and we're gonna make all these references to video and like how this is like a really big, I don't know, milestone for the podcast because we've been talking about doing this for a long time. It would be low-key hilarious if people are only listening to this because something later causes us to abandon the video entirely. So
That's
if like
true.
you're listening to this on your phone and you don't see us, you should assume something went wrong.
Never know. First time, let's hope for first time's a charm. So
Yeah, I will note Spotify, where you are probably listening to us, or YouTube or Apple Music or wherever else. Spotify claims to support video for like all podcasts now. So like as far as the upload goes, hopefully this is pretty seamless. If you're an Apple Music person, I have no idea. Maybe they only do the audio. I mean, if you're a YouTube person, I know
Perfect.
there are few of you, but yeah, you should see us no problem. So I guess yeah. You
Not to like
know,
immediately dig into like this new format we're trying out, but are you a video podcast viewer?
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I think there's like certain mediums or certain genres of podcasts that I'm like, oh no, I need to see this. I'm trying to think of what it is. Okay, here's a good example because it's a hot topic right now. Is comedians and comedians podcasting and all that crap. I don't know what it is, but I really want to see that. I think like the visual performance and like the social cues you catch on camera
Watching them put something together, you know,
often make jokes funnier, like a group of people being funny in the same room. Like you can see them, the chemistry. Like you, it can certainly translate to audio for sure, but I think it's the best experiences on video. And then there's other ones, dude. Like I want to say like informative related podcasts, which is what I try to do when I'm being like productive with my brain, but mundane with like my time. Like a really good example is like doing dishes, raking the leaves. You know, I'm a huge re leaf raker. But like shit like that, that's like physical. That's a great time to listen to like don't kill me for this, but like Andrew Huberman or some bullshit. You know what I mean?
Don't know
Just no, he's just some professor who's like so high on himself right now because he started a podcast and people love it.
Is
But
this the
it's all about
guy?
health and fitness shit.
Is this the guy? I saw something. The name Andrew kicked out. Is this the guy that cropped himself like a hat out of his photo because all his fans were like booing him at a game or something like that? You seen that? He's like the super.
No.
Is he the super positive guy?
No,
Because I
I
wake
don't.
up every
Well,
day. You know, he seems young to be a professor, maybe. So maybe it's not that guy.
youngish. I don't
Younger than
know.
us.
I've heard that story about definitely not younger than us, like
No, you know what it
voice.
was? It wasn't a hat. It was earplugs at a football game.
Oh, I saw that. I don't know who that is. I
Okay,
don't know if
I
it's
thought maybe
him.
that was the guy you're talking about.
No. It'd be funny if I said Andrew Tate. I was just thinking that. But yeah, dude, I like to like rake the leaves and listen to like 45 minutes of Andrew Tate probably every single day. No, I'm kidding.
Love all the new Raking Leaves content in yours and mine's life.
Yeah,
Those
man,
are my now my
it's
new or my new favorite group chat messages from you are rake associated and
Yeah, no,
leaf
absolutely.
associated.
Dude, I was excited about this. I like when we got the house, like they just left, like there's like shears and a broom and a rake in the garage. And I was like,
That's a good
sick.
get. I
Don't have
inherited
to buy
10
any.
empty cans of paint.
Yeah, I mean there's a shitload of that here too. And like, you know, they left messes for us in other places, but whatever. But I'm raking and the whole head falls off the rake. Not once. You know, you smash it back on twice, three, four times, four times. Eventually, I'm like, I'm gonna need to figure out how to fix this, dude. And I was like, no, like, I see that there's a hole for a screw. There's definitely no screw where that hole is. So it's just like not secured. Like, I was like, I have two options here. Like, you do the smart thing, like a man does, you just screw in the hole and like line her up. And I was like, but I'm not that kind of guy. I'm gonna duct tape this thing. And I duct taped it so good, dude.
It
And
worked.
it worked. I got through the rest of the raking. And this is one of those things, you know, I like to like buy silly things at times. I'll never replace that rake until it's like truly dilapidated and non-functional in any way.
It's funny because like if there's like one item like you know like it's not a big deal to buy. You're like, okay, like I don't mind spending the money on that. It's like a rake. It's like $20 for like
I
a good
know, but
one.
this
So like it's
is
extra
like what you
money.
said though. I walked in that garage and I saw the rake and I was like, that's a good get. I'll never have to buy a rake. And you know what? I'll never buy a rake, dude.
There you go.
And I'll
We'll be
use
back next
it.
week with a new rig.
I went to Home Depot and I got upsold. This is a $4,000 rig, dude. It's electric.
Ay.
Anyway.
So, Dave, we've been it's funny that we completely jumped. We've been talking about a Neon Genesis Evangelion video pod for many a years now. And we completely jumped over that. And you and I, that's what we're here for today. We jumped into the world of Berserk
We
after much
did.
discussion. This was a
The
fun,
first, I shouldn't do this and then talk, it's in front of the mic. The first manga we've ever reviewed together, like I think Grant and I have like maybe read the first chapter of something at the same time, and maybe we talked about it on or on the podcast, but that is in no way compares to this. We bought these at the same time. Grant finished way ahead of me. And then you probably read it through like a second time by the time I finished.
All in all, now sitting here, I've done 3 times.
I was moving in the middle of it, and then once we got settled, I think I had three quarters left, and I probably blitzed, could not put it down. I want to say 2 weeks. Like
Oh,
and most of it probably within like a 7 to 10 day period.
wow. Well, that's good spacing it out. Like, I found, not that I rushed through it the first time, I definitely took my time, but like number 2 and 3, I read it in a day. Like, just didn't put it down, just kind of go over my notes and all that. Like, that first time, I really tried to, but it was, again, we're going to get into, like, I wanted to take my time, but I couldn't. I just wanted, I wanted more.
Good problem
And
to have.
yeah, it was a good problem to have.
Okay, so there's one thing I want to tell you right off the bat. And I think this, because I was thinking of it the whole way through watching, through reading this. And I was like, oh fuck, like I wonder what Grant's expectations are. So I found out something about this that I never knew. And it's actually kind of funny I never knew this. So normally when we're reviewing something on the pod, we'll be like, oh, we have or have not read the manga. For the vast majority of things, we have not read the manga. So for the listener slash viewer, Grant has not seen any of the anime. We are very
No.
aware that Berserk is giant. We've never read it before, but the one like upfront thing I want to say is I saw the 1997 anime.
The one I think to watch.
Yes, which is known as the one to watch. I did not love it. I've mentioned that on the pod before, though it has aged kind of differently, especially after reading this. But what I will note is, so I watched that, right? And I was like, oh, so I'm gonna know the first little bit of Berserk. I just assumed it would like they made it chronologically, and they did not at all.
Oh, really?
So I'm looking at what's included in the deluxe edition, which is what we're going to be doing, by the way. And the Guardians of Desire, I think actually maybe from the brand to the Guardians of Desire, or maybe all of it, the Black Swordsman, the brand, all 6 chapters of the Guardians of Desire. I don't know if any of those are in the anime.
Really, so it opens with the Golden Company.
The Golden Age,
Or the Golden Age, sorry. Sorry.
the Golden Age arc, and then it goes into maybe like the Black Swordsman arc. I can't remember. Like you do watch Guts grow as you
Sure.
as we are towards the end of this deluxe edition volume.
It's interesting. Well, okay, sorry, you're saying.
The point I was gonna make is like so 90%, 80% of the of volume one of the deluxe edition was brand new content to me.
That's cool.
So that was a bonus. I'm guessing the volume two I will have seen more of if I based on what I actually remember. But it was pretty cool because I kind of know what's coming, but at the same time, it really contextualized like so many of the interactions in this edition. And I don't think it's a spoiler to say like particularly like the Griffith stuff,
Sure.
because as we will get to like.
He's
Guts
a
fucking
bastard.
hates Griffith.
Yeah,
Like,
evidently.
so yeah, that was really cool, dude.
It's interesting you say that because if not that I hadn't like I didn't have any issues with this at all. Like, the I think the way the story starts and kind of progresses, but the one thing that kind of perplexed me like the entire volume is like I didn't like Guts. I was like, this guy's kind of like,
Right.
it seemed like very archetypical, like edgy
Yeah,
character, you know? And I was like,
just a super
this is
mean dude.
super mean dude. Like, this is the guy that like people laud as like one of the best well-written characters. Like, I honestly went
Yeah.
in, you know, I made a note. I was surprised. I don't know in why in my head canon, I thought Guts was like a completely silent protagonist.
Oh, really?
I was genuinely under
I
that
mean,
thought. And to a certain extent he is, but like
strong silent type for sure.
strong silent type, but I really thought he definitely talks way more than I thought he would. But you having explained that with the, you know, the late 90s anime, I think to throw people into the brand, not so much, and you know, the Black Swordsman, not so much, but the whole whole six chapters, you know, the Champions of Desire, like I
Guardians
feel
of
like Guardian
Desire.
Desire, sorry,
Yeah.
would be such a handful, I think, to introduce people to a series, especially
You
then, you know,
know,
like less, you know, less engaged audiences back then.
I think I remember doing some reading that I don't know. I think the Golden Age arc is where it exploded. Like,
Yes, at the end of this book, there's a big thing. They give a like an obituary for from Kentaro, and
Oh,
that's
it
that
is.
was
Okay,
no
so it's
it
in the
was noted
book.
in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe I have a point there. Like maybe it was a little inaccessible. It's funny, I loved it because I had seen the Golden Age or an adaptation of it on in the old the 97 anime. So yeah, I'm really excited to read all this. Oh God, where do we even start? Okay, I mean, let's start here. I know this is a question maybe you would typically ask at the end, but I've got volume 2 in my cart. Like the second we put this out, can we pull the trigger on that? Yeah, like that wild. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Do you want to recap like everything we saw? Do you just want to talk about key takeaways?
Let's just do key takeaway. Like, I think the big thing is like, you know, the spreads in this are huge. Like, I got like a handful of
Yeah.
like just some of my favorite panels, and excellent usage of the double wide panel. You know, like,
Yeah.
you know, the, you know, I've at this point in time, I've read my fair share of manga, and you know, that's.
Well, yeah, I have a stupid question. Like, was this one of the first to do the big giant,
I'm
you know,
not.
deluxe edition? Or is that like a big thing
I'm
in that
not too sure.
industry?
I did try and look at it. It is a very big thing. Like, I know, you know, like typically, like a common thing that, you know, fans will do is like wait for like the deluxe version to come out because there's a couple extra little things in here. Like, nothing overtly major. It's like buying the DVD and getting the bonus features, right? Like, you know,
Sure.
maybe I'll go see it in the theater, but I want to see what else comes afterwards. But
Sure.
I'm not sure if it's the originator, but like it's for sure the, you know, it is the monument to that, right? Like, when you think of like deluxe editions, like whether, you know, people just, this is the one people think of, maybe this or Death Note. I know there's a pretty popular big
Yeah.
hardcover version of that,
Oh yeah.
like a
And
deluxe
the
version,
colossal editions of Attack on Titan.
yeah, stuff like that. But like, when you think of, you know, that big black book, it's like that's what people think of manga, right? They think of the
Yeah,
fucking the
yeah,
Berserk, you know,
yeah.
the deluxe edition. So whether it's the first, it definitely has the most staying power. Like, you know, the imagery wise, like I think next to that, the one that comes to mind is, I think there's some really popular JoJo ones, I think,
Yeah, I mean,
that are
that's
quite big.
still a bit of a black box to me.
Yeah, well,
Only because I never fully got into it. I mean, I remember
yeah.
telling you on the pod years ago in COVID, like I was like, dude, it's like a fever dream. Like I
Yeah.
can't tell if I'm watching it too high or if it's making me not sober. Like
Yeah.
it's the weirdest thing. It's wild.
And you know, it was one of those shows, not to say too long on JoJo there, but like, you
Yeah.
know, I do understand when people make the argument like, oh, you gotta get through the first like 30 episodes and like then it gets good.
Anyone with that take about anything.
It is a bad take, and you know, not to be one to push that. Like, there is a limit. Like, 4 or 5 episodes is one thing, but like a couple
Yes.
seasons, and then you know, you talk to somebody, you know, I know a couple people that are like really, really big into JoJo. They're like, oh yeah, like those first two slogs, we gotta get through them. And it's like,
Do I?
no, like I would rather not, you know, like it's
Yeah, I don't know. And
but
it's tough because I'm sure there's stuff you and I love where it's like it really picks up, you know. Fair enough. It's just like there's just like a point I think in my life where it's like we're watching so much shit all the time, and like my backlog is so long. I can't. When you say like this, part of the sales pitch is like you just got to get through 20 hours of this thing, and then it's really you're gonna love it. It's like, all right, dude.
Yeah, anime is bad. I think gaming is worse. I feel like you hear that from a lot of people, like an
Oh yeah.
RPG or something like that. Like, oh yeah, like, you know, the first 15 hours, like you're still learning all the systems there. Like, it's like, no, dude, I'd like to like jump in and have fun. But so I don't know, like it's but like I said, you go into Chapters or Indigo, or if you're in the States, you go into like a Barnes and Noble, like you go into the manga section, this is the thing that's staring at you at the end, like the very end of the aisle, you know, beginning of the alphabet, and you're just like, what is that? And you know, it's wrapped up. It was the first time I ever saw a book wrapped up when I was younger.
Awesome.
And I was like, what's in there? And you know, you find out like immediately. it's like, yeah, there's a reason this is wrapped. But nah, man, it's I like all in all, like I'm assuming you got number two in your cart there. Like you loved it, right?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. And it made me like hungry for the story. Like I have I have little things like, okay, well, I'll give you a couple just general insights because you read a lot more manga than me. I was curious. I wouldn't say nervous. But I remember I've seen like frames or not frames, pages,
Sure.
spreads of like famous Attack on Titan, for example, moments. And, you know, a lot of the time they're really beautiful. But another thought I have sometimes, maybe like a Levi action scene is a good example, is that like the action can be like kind of hard to follow, you know, because they're often like, I'm sure there's like terminology I could use here, but they're often like stretching a lot of the lines to show motion and velocity and speed and, you know, the big quang with the letters and all that. And I love that. But in like something really noisy, it can be very hard to follow what's happening. And I didn't ha I mean, part of it, I have to imagine, has to do with the size, like the actual real estate of how big the manga is. But I also thought it was just beautifully drawn. Like I never was confused, and there's always, I mean, there's so much violence. It's shocking, but like
Yeah, very shocking, actually.
you're never like, oh, what? This is just a blur of lines. Like it's always very clear. The violence is always crystal clear, I
I
guess is my
think,
point.
well, yeah, I think a big part of, you know, being like a comic book artist or, you know, manga artist is scope is everything, right? Like if you are doing like a giant arena battle scene, that's where everything gets blown out and really gets stretched. And, you know, the fight itself, sometimes the detail can get kind of washed away. But the nice thing about this is you can see as the chapters go, like there's very like, you know, in you know, towards the end of the Guardians of Desire, like when they're still before they go to hell, or the God Hand rather, and he's fighting the Count, and like there's just that
That whole
opening.
fight,
The
dude.
whole fight is incredible, but like just the usage of openness, but also like, you know, the open area, but like, you know, the horizon, the horizontal line is open, but you know, like the,
Oh yes, I know
yeah,
what you're talking about.
it's very narrow, but it's wide, so it's cool how he kind of, you know, plays around with that. And then, but a lot of it, with the exception until they get to the God Hand, is very, very close. So it's easier to kind of do those, you know, those details because it's not as big and grand yet. I'm sure the series will get to that, but I'm not saying that, you know, Berserk's never gonna not get messy or anything like that, but it is very small scope early in the story. But I do like that. But yeah, like you said earlier, the violence, like I knew this was gonna be like a very violent thing, like it's known for that, but like just I think that first scene, or not the first scene, or towards the middle of the book is the first time you see someone get chopped in half when he's fighting soldiers. And I was like, oh, that's like very graphic and like very, you know, very clearly drawn, and, you know, like very,
There are panels in there where he's cutting multiple people in half with one swing, and you're like, what the fuck?
He has
I
like
have in my
a whole,
notes
yeah, a whole pretty much like 5 pages of that. It's great.
the brutality with which he kills the Count. Like when the Count ultimately, like, you know, calls in the God Hand because he's just completely beaten, and Guts is just saying shit like, wow, you really can't die, and just
Breaks
stab.
his knife, yeah.
Just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, see, that's the thing, it's the stuff.
Savage.
I had a hard time with Guts, like right up until, you know, it's unfortunate to say, because, you know, maybe that he was still figuring it out. Because again, that's the problem with, you know, a pilot, or in this case, like, you know, like the first volume. I'm sure he's still figuring out Guts as a character, but like pretty much right up until that last chapter in volume three, he's just a total bastard. Like not like very, you know, completely irredeemable.
Well, remember how he was born too.
But again, you don't get that till like the very last chapter in this book. They play up him like, you know, like we see him telling Teresa to kill herself. We
That was
get
wild. I have that. I think I
crazy.
have that panel bookmarked. I was
Yeah.
like,
There's that. There's like, you know, the like just like anyone in his way is hit. Like the way he treats Vargas, and who, like, you know, was basically, which I thought was really cool, like him begging and seeing an opportunity to save the village and all that, you know.
Then you see Vargas later in
And then you
hell.
see Vargas later in hell. But so, like,
Rip.
it's just, it's a good, it's an interesting, like, pivot of a character to, like, win the fans over a little bit. But also, like, it's like he let us sit with it for just a little longer than we needed to kind of hate him. And then we're like, oh, okay, well,
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
he clearly
funny.
does not have a good life, you know?
Yeah. And oh, this is spoiler territory. I know a lot of the answers because I think a lot of it will be laid out in the Golden Age arc. I wonder how much of it we're going to get in just volume two. I hope we get a shitload.
Well, when you think about it, so there's 3 volumes per chapter, and there's about 12 chapters per volume typically. So, like, that's a lot. That's a pretty big arc
Big
to be
chunk.
covered in 3 volumes. Yeah. Just based on what I've read, 3 volumes is a lot.
Another thing about the Teresa thing that I'll note is he did say that awful shit to her.
Yeah.
But then there's the ground underfoot like gives away and she falls and he
Yeah.
does save her. I will say that. He's not entirely irredeemable.
No,
He
I know,
does
but like,
grab her.
but he
Now,
still, like,
granted,
gives
I
her
think
the
he hangs out
choice
with
to,
his sword for her to grab,
blade
which
out,
is
you know,
also quite
sharp end out.
symbolic, it feels like.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not like he was like totally irredeemable, but it's like it
No,
just
but
kind
you're
of felt
right. He
like
was
they're doing it almost.
brutish.
Brutish is like putting it lightly.
No,
Like, I
it's just
think,
like oftentimes they'll give a character that's like rough around the edges, like a Han Solo. This is just
sure.
so m much more than that. It's not even close.
You know, it's funny, like, if you try to look at it like in a role playing, like Dungeons and Dragons, there's like an alignment system, you know, like you have, like, you know, there's, you know, chaotic good and true neutral, like he, like, you know, there's like chaotic evil, but there's lawful evil, and like he kind of fits in that, like,
Nice.
anti-hero, like almost more like Walter White-esque, you know, like at the end of the day he's going to do what he needs to do, but he's not, everyone is not under his like oblivion path, right? But it is cool because, like, you know, you saw the anime, so you have a little more context, but like I've only pieced the story together based on, you know, just, you know, hearing other people talk about it or seeing stuff online. And I was kind of surprised, like, I guess kind of goes to the fact that, like, you know, this all the Guardians of Desire stuff that wasn't in the show, right? When Griffith pops up, I was like, oh, like I thought there was some stuff that like led to him to be this and all that. You know, I thought there was more context. And just to kind of get him and see Guts go from like 0 to 10 and seeing him. And also that whole scene of them getting pulled in there, like the artifact, was it the Behelith or
The
Behelith?
Behelit.
Behelit.
Yes,
The scene
this
where it awakens in the pool of blood, dude. And then like the transition to also the Infinity Castle, like that was straight up ripped right from Berserk,
It could be, you know, it,
Demon
I give
Slayer.
a bit of credence to like alternate dimensions in
Sure.
general.
Yeah.
I think you get a bit of creative freedom, but yeah, like
It doesn't
the
help the
design
God
of that place
Hand.
was wild.
It doesn't. Well, and to me, like I've seen, like I know there's like a lot of artwork from like the 50s and 60s using that, like this, like the, you know, the Infinity Staircase, like that whole concept. Like Christopher Nolan's done that stuff, and
I mean,
you
he
know,
ripped
like,
everything he saw from an anime anyway, but
100%.
no.
But it was funny. It was funny to see, like, oh, cool, like that reminded me of the Infinity Castle, and then like within a page you see the God Hand, and you're like, well, that's the Upper Moot. Like it's, you know what I mean?
Oh, sure.
It's
Yeah, I
funny.
hadn't thought
It
of
was
that.
like I thought that was a pretty funny like one to two.
So I think that's like my bit. I know a touch more than you, but barely, but on this specific thing, I'm probably most interested in the Behelit. What is it? How does it work? Et cetera, et cetera, et
What
cetera.
a great artifact reveal too. That was like
So good.
straight out of like
I was about to
a
say the
D&D game.
animation, but the design and all that shit. The Behelit, and obviously the God Hand. I get the vibe. The God Hand is rather upper moonish in that, like, I mean, they had a lot of dialogue in those six chapters that reveals quite a bit,
Talk about a lore
right?
dump. That was pretty,
Like,
yeah.
I actually loved it. I don't know.
No, I did. I did. Yeah.
You
When
never
they
know with
showed
them.
up, I was like, we're cooking. I like
Yeah,
this.
exactly.
Yeah.
So I was super down because I liked how they had like rules and law and all that stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, so there is a known process. I just no, just give me fucking everything. I loved like how the Count ironically ended up proving to be like a perfect exposition character because like him calling them all there forced this whole like mock trial to happen. The hell thing was, I had no idea that was coming. That was like upsetting to me.
Oh,
Upsetting to, well, watching the Count die that way. And I think what bummed me out was Vargas. I was like, Vargas is there too?
Yeah,
I get
because
he's
I
not
guess
innocent.
because they kind of cut away from that, eh? Because
You don't,
they're
yeah.
looking to lure Guts in, and then he doesn't buy it, and there's the whole the set piece of like, oh, like we knew you'd like dodge
Good
that or whatever,
grief.
but.
So yeah, I'm most interested in the Behelits or the Behelit and the God Hand. Yeah, those are like the two bit because I'm assuming both will be probably long-term storytelling devices. I could
Oh
we
yeah, big
I
bad for sure.
but I also don't, yeah, that's my assumption, right? But I don't know, maybe we're wrong. Maybe the reason people love it is because he kills them all in a couple books or something, and then there's something else. I don't know.
Yeah, it's again, it's too hard to tell, especially because there's only so much of the show, right? Like I feel like if the anime had gone longer, I feel like more of this would be more public knowledge and be more readily available and kind of
Yeah.
spoiled over the years kind of
Have
thing.
you ever heard any of the soundtrack?
I know like the Guts theme, like that's like attached to memes everywhere. I love that. Did you
I
listen to that
love
while you're
it.
reading?
Yes.
One night
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. It's the soundtrack slaps. It's weird, man. Once we've reread the manga, or not reread, once we've read volume two and we catch up to everything that I believe the 97 manga shows, we should watch it because I remember dumping all over it at the time. And I
Oh yeah,
think
where you saying?
because I think I well, I'm 90% sure I saw a dub. I don't even Yeah, I don't know if that was the right or wrong choice or why I did that.
I stand by 90s dubs are bad. Actually,
Yeah, maybe I
today's
don't
are way
know.
worse.
Maybe I had a reason, but what sticks out to me that I remember very clearly is the dub or the anime had actually a lot of what Blue Lock is getting trashed for these days. But actually worse though, it was dude, it was like colorized panels that you slowly zoom in on and then like move with the lines. And it was always like often during like battle sequences. So you just have that happening, and then you just get eight guys in a sound booth go, yeah. Like it
Wow,
was
sure.
atrocious. And I remember being like, all right, once is like they were doing it multiple times every episode, and I was like, this is weird. But I will note that there were like a few legit plot twists even back then that I was like, that was pretty fucking rad. But I just didn't like how it was made. The story wasn't the problem. It was like the
Sure.
production that I was like really not stoked on. But that was the dub, who knows?
You've always been you. I love
Yeah.
that. Yeah, no, I'm definitely I like the I'm very excited to jump into more. 'Cause like not that I
Yeah.
didn't like the brand and like the Black Swordsman chapters parts,
Yeah.
like it felt very like we're getting this thing started, which is common in manga and in anime. Like, we're getting our footing started, we're meeting the characters, but it felt very episode of the week, like
Yeah.
even in book form. Like if
Yeah.
structure wise, it felt like that. Some of my favorite panels actually were in those first two chapters, but
Yeah.
or sections. But like when it gets to like the Guardians of Desire stuff, I was like, holy fuck, like this guy loves a lore,
Yeah.
loves a hierarchy. I think that's probably one of my favorite parts when they go to hell. Like all the stuff, the fight with the Count and the back and forth, like that was good. I enjoyed that.
Really enjoyed it.
But the second they get to the God Hand, or they meet the God Hand. Or wait, are they the God Hand, or is the place the God Hand?
My understanding, which I don't think is spoiler related at all, is the people are the God Hand.
Okay, so whenever they
And
meet
me
them,
I think they say like we've been transported to an alternate dimension, exclamation
sure,
point, question
yeah.
mark, and it's like, I don't know, maybe the God Hand can take you there. I don't know how that works.
Well, yeah.
But
So
at one point they definitely reference being in hell.
I think no, I think yeah, I think
Oh no,
that's.
you're being
Yeah, that
taken to
is
hell.
taken to hell.
Yes, the souls can like reach you there and suck you in.
And just I the when it comes to like the villains themselves and the demons or whatever, I loved immediately they're setting up like none of these five are like on equal footing. Like A, they do really there's a really cool panel
Wait, the
where
God Hand themselves?
yeah, the God Hand themselves. Like there's clearly like not necessarily one a leader, but also they have such unique arc like visual looks, even all being demons. So they're very,
Rather upper
very
moonish. Again, very
but
specific. Like,
yeah,
they don't really fit a mold. They're all, like, very
exactly.
specific. Yeah.
And I just like that, like there is seems to be some, not like inner fighting, but like the way like they'll speak to one another and like, oh no, this, no that. And like
Right.
one clearly the brain one kind of tells
I was
everyone
gonna
else to
say the
shut
brain
up.
guy has got to be number one, right?
Yeah, and then you kind of get, like the archetypical, female
Yep.
demon or whatever. Like the whole and like just the floating head and like the obese one.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was really, really good. That and that's the kind of thing I'm like, oh, see, like, don't tease me with this, and like, don't really get into like the inner workings of these guys
There's
amongst
a
each
good
other.
chance. I feel like
There's
there's
a
a
good
good
chance, oh,
chance.
100% is a good chance, but it was one of those things like, don't screw me here. But I did like there was the one panel where they show when, again, like, it's a good, like, kind of look ahead, but there's when Count gets his deal, maybe Griffith wasn't there for whatever reason, he's on a mission or doing something, but it
Yeah.
was only the four of them offering the Count the bargain. So Griffith
Yeah.
might not have been made like a demon yet or whatever the deal is. So it's kind of like, oh, there was a
Interesting.
time real because I think they were
Look
saying
at
there's
you
like a
go, dude, with
seven
that
year.
deductive reasoning,
Well,
dude.
there
Putting
was
the
like
puzzle pieces together, dude.
there's like a 7 year window when the Count took the bargain to now, right? So it shows somewhere in the past 7 years that Griffith potentially, was a part of the God Hand, or maybe he already was and wasn't there, whatever, whatever.
We'll
But like
see, dude.
little things like that, I
No,
like that. I like that.
they definitely sprinkled some stuff in. Like, it wasn't as drip feedish as Demon Slayer, which has taken a long time to like. I mean, it took till the final television season to learn about, did it? To learn about Muzan's origins and all that stuff, or was that at the end of season three?
What that like
Yeah, like remember we get a whole episode or sequence of like Muzan in the past trying to cure his allergy to daylight or something. Do you remember that? Or no, he wasn't
might have
allergic to
been a while
daylight.
back.
All
No,
right, anyway, to hell with
I don't
me.
know.
The point is I was like you, I was happy with how much they gave us when you're meeting all those characters. I hope
Wasn't drip. It wasn't
it's
drip. It was very much like, here's a parcel of
here's
like
like a
some
big
information for
chunk.
you.
I just hope, yeah, that we see them again sooner rather than later.
I think, we'd be silly not to mention the influence that Berserk has on a lot of other mediums.
Yeah.
Dude, I was in this like for 10 pages and I'm like, wow, like From Software just straight up like hijacked all of
Yeah.
this look for all the, even like there's a line, there's a Dark Souls reference, or there's a,
Yeah.
they mentioned Dark Souls and it was kind of like, ah, like I wonder, maybe that's where they got the name.
Oh, yes.
But
Also, I don't know if you knew, but the first page is rather infamous. Like, I didn't realize that it was a big deal, but apparently the first page is really well known.
oh, okay, well, just as like the opening, like
Yeah, just because it's like sexual graphic nature. I didn't know that when I flipped the page.
there
And
you go, we
oh,
got
and
our
then the
first
lady
you are you
turned into a
first YouTube
demon.
X there.
What's that?
First YouTube violation there.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah. No, we'll be fine.
We'll be
I
fine.
hope not. Oh yeah, and then it's Guts banging a lady that turns into a demon.
Yeah,
I
he's
get
luring the demon out of her, which I thought was
again,
like,
yeah,
yeah.
again, for
Yeah.
anybody who that's what we're describing in case there's no video to accompany this.
Yeah. You open the, that's what I was saying. You open the book, you're like, oh, I get why this was wrapped.
Yeah,
Like,
all right. Reckon that seems fair.
yeah. But yeah, no, just like, but like the gothic horror look to it all. And it is kind of cool. Like I read a lot of fantasy and stuff like that, but I haven't read too much fantasy manga. And I was like, oh, like, are we gonna get into like, like, is this world have dragons in it, or is it like just like demons and like the undead? Like,
Yeah.
but again, now my next follow-up question. What's your what are your feelings on Puck there, or whatever that is? It Puck,
So I wanted to
the
yeah,
elf?
Puck, I think. Puck the
Yeah.
elf slash fairy.
Yeah.
But I think like I remember Googling this and being very careful of spoilers, and I was like, is it an elf or a fairy? And I think like they call it an elf, but people like it's clearly a fairy.
Yeah, they say that they
Whatever.
call him an elf, but like fairy is like not derogatory, but that's like what people like refer them as. Like, oh, it's a fairy.
Sure. I think it's a like cookie cut cu cookie cutter esque
Yeah.
character to work as like a little exposition machine slash
Yeah.
narrator.
Sure.
Narrator is the better term, and I have no problems with it. Like I think it also sets the tone of like, okay, there are elves slash fairies, there are demons, like why can't there be a brat following him around who's like, why are you? And I also think like it's a good idea to make Puck like feel what Guts feels at times. You're like,
Sure.
oh, because that's also like just a good like device to make the reader know, like you, for when you have these moments of doubt, like, is he just the worst person in the world? And then, I mean, just based off what Puck feels coming off of him, it's like, okay, no, the guy's like just a mess of a human being. Something clearly made him this way. So yeah, I mean, speaking of which, it could be a memory thing, because as I mentioned earlier, I haven't seen that anime in a long time. I don't remember what appears to be about to happen to him on the cliffhanger in I think he's in the Band of the Hawk as a boy, and it seems to insinuate he's about to be sexually assaulted. I don't know if I just didn't see that in the anime, if it wasn't included in the anime, or if I missed it altogether, but that's fucked up. I mean, I think it's like setting the tone for like what happened to this man.
What a perfectly executed like storytelling hill moment. Like he starts off solo, he's born of a corpse,
Oof.
which was like
Born of a corpse. Who
that is a new
even
one for
has that
me.
idea?
That is some deep rooted
Oof.
some demons there. But starts off born of a corpse and then working his way, like clearly is just being used as a tool in this mercenary band, earns some respect in a battle, and then just like here we go. Like I again, who knows? Like attempted whether it happens or not, the attempt is still there. So like bad man, obviously. I do have a feeling like Guts is gonna like make the turnaround on him there. Like he clearly has proven himself to be like,
I don't know.
a
I
savage
don't
on the
know.
battlefield. So I am very curious what the immediate follow-up to that is gonna
I
be.
wonder if there is an immediate follow-up, or if it's one of those things where
Left as
they
is,
don't
yeah.
show or don't tell, and they just cut to a month or a year later. Because I have no idea, but I didn't remember that at all, and I remember being like,
Dang.
damn, what a way to end it.
I literally wrote my line, my notes. The last notes I took after my first read. Well, damn, starting to see how fucked up Guts's life was. But yeah, man, I'm so in. Like, it sucks. These books are so amazing. They're so detailed. They're so expensive for like one book. Like but again, it's the presentation. I loved the ending where
And to
they
your point, we're getting a lot of content.
a lot of content. Yeah, it's I loved at the ending of the book where they put in the colorized each of like the original volume covers,
Yeah, that's cool.
kind of see what had you did the individual ones. Yeah, man, really, really good.
I'm
Did you
stoked.
have what would say like your number one, like when you think of like, oh my God, that was like the most beautiful page or panel in this
Oh,
book.
okay,
Do you have
beautiful.
one or just one that like really stuck out? It doesn't have to be like the most detailed or anything like that, but what was one you're just like, whoa.
Let me see. Do you have one off the top of your head? Because
I do, yeah.
I actually took a couple photos, and I was like, I have to find proper screen grabs of these. Yeah, okay, I've got a couple here, but let me mouse through them. What do you got? What are your top?
For me was the I guess the in the last chapter, the Golden Age, just the detail of the siege of the castle. So it's so the battle that Guts takes part in when he's 9 years old, I guess. So like his first,
Yes, yes, yes,
his
yes,
first
yes.
battle, that first the I guess like the first like double page spread, full spread of
Yep.
all the soldiers at battle, like the castle itself, the battlements, like inside the keep itself, like
No,
the
yeah.
focus. And that was what I was talking about. That was like the first like real introduction of scale in the book so far. And it was just like it wasn't like kind of you get this in like One Piece or some other stuff where like it's zoomed out and it's like borderline stick figures, but it's
Yeah.
like it's really zoomed
Right,
out.
right,
Like
right,
it's
right,
kind of
right.
this was like you could there was no it wasn't like faded, it wasn't like
A
kind
lot of
of blurry.
minute detail.
It was like very clearly, oh, that's clearly a grouping of like 50 soldiers right there. And like I it
Sure.
was just I was it, right as I was ending it too, it was almost at the end of the book and I'm like, holy fuck, like this is really, really good.
I think what gets me, I mean, like with everybody, is like the double spread, right? The
Yeah.
full page, whatever you call it.
Excellent usage, yeah.
So I had a couple saved, and one was the one you already referred to. It was like the full, what is it called, Grant? Is it a spread?
The full spread, I
The full
think.
spread
Yeah.
image of it's either hell or when they get sucked in,
When
and
oh,
there's
and it's like
like
snaking in.
it's like snaking in, and I think there's a plinth or like a pedestal in the center of it, and then you can kind of see the
Oh.
nebula of souls
Yeah.
below, and it's a full pager. And
Yeah.
then I have the maybe what we'll do is like I keep saying we should create a highlights thing on our Instagram, or maybe it just I'll post them for the Instagram post. We should include a couple of these shots that I
Should be
took.
hard to find those.
I have the kill yourself Teresa one,
Is that?
just because it's wild that he said that. And then there's this sad one that is kind of beautiful. I'll show it on camera real quick. And of course, that's not going to work at all. You can kind of see it at the very bottom.
Oh,
It's
yeah.
blending into my background, but it's Guts towards the end of the Golden Age as just a young boy, and he can't sleep, and he's all beaten up, and he sleeps with his sword.
Yeah.
And the bottom panel is negative space. Everything around him is black, but Guts the boy is like a source of light, and so is the sword. And he kind of goes to sleep hugging this sword that's bigger than he is. And it's just like, oh my God, this poor boy.
Yeah. Well, there's another one very early on. There's another full spread of horses charging at Guts.
Oh,
I thought that was really, I think that was like the first
yeah.
full
They got
spread they
some
did.
wild ones.
What else we got? There was the oh, you know what? Another huge highlight. We can get back to like favorite. I love when mangas do this. This is not just like a Berserk thing. I've seen other series do it. I love when it's a new chapter or it's like the first chapter of a new volume. We got lucky. We got it more than once in this one book. But when the art style changes, it has almost that painted art style in the first three or four
Oh,
pages.
I know.
Dave, I like
So random.
not to be gross about it, but like nothing gets me harder.
Oh God.
I'm kidding. No, seriously. But like I just the detail on all that, I
No,
was
yeah,
like,
I
yeah.
remember being confused about it, and then I was like, okay,
Yeah.
this is like a choice. This is pretty dope. Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that a few times.
There's another full spread of him fighting off skeletons. I think that was in the brand. I like that. That was really good.
Yeah, what I was gonna say, I don't have images of it, but if I had to pick, like, you mentioned like those big, like, is there like an action shot or something? I mean, there are several in his fight with the Count where I'm like, holy shit. Like I mean, it's like it's a very anime-ish fight with the monster parts and all that. But like it was just so violent, and the way they depicted the violence was wild.
We took her hostage too. I was like, "Why? You are a bastard."
Insane shit, insane shit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And
I
Puck
really, really
too.
dug it.
Puck was a total like, fourth wall break. Or
Yeah,
not,
but close
literally, but
to.
like very close to it. Just like, like, "Oh my God, like guys, what are you doing?" And we're all saying the same thing. But yeah, slicing people in half, there's a lot of that. I did like there's a really cool fight. First time he reveals the or he uses like his crossbow arm. And the cannon too. When that's the one when he's getting pulled into hell, and he
Yes.
loads up and he fires at Griffith with the cannon. I thought that was pretty cool. Very interesting time period too, because there's a lot of usage of even in that siege at the end. There's cannons, and I was like,
Yes.
"Well, are we that far into like a historical timeline where everyone would have cannons? Like, it's not,
Sure, don't think about it.
but none of it's nothing that like I'm like overanalyzing it, but it's interesting to see what time period they're trying to
Yeah.
replicate here. It's not further back where it's like, high fantasy and like
Right.
it's yeah it's very gothic, very like
Gothic is the word. Gothic is such a good word for it.
And like the outfit, like Griffith's like outfit too, like the bird, like iconic, right? Like you with without even knowing, you just know what that armor is and all that. But yeah, what a
Creepy,
I did
creepy fuck.
like I really did like the immediately after they get to the God Hand, I think they go because it goes into like the next volume,
Yeah.
and the volume opens with like clearly Griffith and Guts, I'm assuming in this mercenary company. It kind of teases even further
Oh,
ahead.
sure.
And he's kind of like pulling them out of the pile of dead bodies and on. There's some back and forth. And you can just see like, the narcissism, like the nihilism, like the present with Griffith. And you're like, oh my God, you're in such for a trip with this guy. Like,
It's crazy, man, because again, this is not a spoiler because I kind of said it, but like that's how the anime starts. You don't know what become like you don't know what's in Griffith's future. So it's just wild seeing it all this way. I think this was absolutely a major success. We've been talking about doing this for years. So far, I have not found any major reason to throw out the video, but again, if you're only listening to this, something happened. But yeah, I think let's buy volume two. We'll like, we've got like adult lives and have to do a couple things, and maybe we'll do an episode of the post show or a couple of those. I think the goal with the Berserk series is like, I think, granted, it's probably safe to say we'll just devote episodes to it
Yep, I think so.
whenever we're done reading a volume, and we also can't afford to buy one every week, and we also have another podcast to do. So if this is your first time tuning in, check out the post show. We've been doing that forever, and it's just everything we are actively watching. season to season.
Watch a lot of good stuff right now.
Yeah, and there's a ton on right now. But yeah, anything else? Any final words, Grant? What do you think?
I think this is one of your better ideas ever. I'm
It's
glad we
crazy.
did that. I don't know. I'm happy we did it. I'd be reading anyways, so it's nice.
Yep.
I read so much manga now, and also, like, not that I was like out on buying physical media. There was something about the comfort of having this big book spread, like blanket on me over
I know,
top,
and
holding it
it's
up a
true.
little more secure. Like, I'm very anal with, books and like damages to spines and all that and corners, and to no one's, to your, not your surprise, obviously. But it's, I don't know, it was just like, it was a very nice reading experience, like the pages were, everything was like perfectly laid out, sized up the right way. Pages turn really nicely. They never felt like I had to like tug on it, and just a very well-crafted, like the worth the money, 100%. Like, and we even
Yeah, I
got lucky. We got
mean,
this on sale. Like, it was just like, I think that's what kind of like nudged
oh,
us
good
to get
point. It
it.
was on sale.
But like, after having owned the first one, I'm not going to bat an eye if I have to pay full price for anyone
No, I
following,
mean,
because like
the
the,
full price is like $60, and you hold this thing in your hand, you're like, yeah, that seems about right.
yeah,
Like,
and then you
it's,
open it and you see what you're presented, and like, at the end of the day, like, story is, people can feel how they want it, but the way a story progresses, like, we don't need to get into that, but like, you're buying a very high
the
quality
quality is
product.
there.
Is, yeah, it's exceptional. So that was cool, and it just makes me, want to maybe pick up more physical books and
It's
read
good,
those.
man. Yeah, I'm,
The
as you
iPad is
know, I'm a
nice, but this
big,
is a treat. This was a nice treat.
I'm a big tech guy, as you know, but like always physical books over the ebook. You got to do it. It's good to hold it in your hand. Okay, this has been the Berserk, I don't know, Deluxe Edition Volume 1 review. We're gonna have to
Yeah,
figure out the title.
we'll figure it out.
But tune back in for the post show coming back in a couple weeks, where we'll talk about everything else, and keep an eye out for this. If you are a first time listener, or if you just haven't done it yet, please subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. We're on the TikTok as well for the youths. We're everywhere, so you can listen to us and follow us on Instagram. Did I say that? I don't know. Okay, I think we're good. Grant, go ahead, say the thing.
I guess.
Cheers.